will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Streaming right at you from Kenobi, from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24-7, whether you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, or whether you're listening live. Hey, what's up? We have potential chaos here. The dogs.
Yes.
Shelby's BFF is here. Kenobi. Right. And I'm about to deploy some chicken treats.
Jerky things.
Yes. Okay.
Man, they look like they're very excited.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. And we're still on X, you know, at Crab
That's
Diving.
Right.
You can message us during the show. There you go, guys. Take it easy on those.
Yeah.
They take a while to eat.
They love them.
That's it. It's a beautiful Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
And,
there's no Jeebus.
See what our headlines are. I know what one is. I just saw it.
I saw it too.
Oh my Big God. Red letters. Gigantic verdict against Trump. $83,300,000. They took not even a day.
Yeah, they hate him.
Yeah, not even a day. I mean, 3 hours. 3 hours of deliberation after how many weeks of trial?
Jesus. That's a lot of money. Wasn't the initial, the first $5 million?
And they were seeking, they were seeking five. The jury reached a verdict after 3 hours of deliberation in writer E. Jean Carroll's trial against former President Donald Trump, from whom she sought millions of dollars in damages for defamation. The jury awarded Carroll a whopping $83.3 million, which breaks down to $7 million in emotional damages,
Yay.
$11 million in reputational damages.
Damn.
And this is the best part.
Yes.
$65 million in punitive damages.
Pay up, motherfucker.
Punish that motherfucker.
Pay up. That's why I'm voting for Joe Biden. Because if Trump wins, he won't pay any of that. But if Biden wins, he'll have to pay every fucking cent, right? He can't get out of
it. He may have to start paying before then. I mean, I'm sure he's going to appeal, but yeah.
Get out that wallet, you dumb fuck. My God. Jeez.
The U.S. District Judge Louis A. Kaplan interrupted the proceedings to note for the court record that Trump had abruptly walked out. He had also arrived late, which is another story.
His
really shitty, horrible lawyer. I mean, you don't fight with judges if you're a lawyer. You don't fight with judges if you're a lawyer. It's
right.
Not wise.
You're supposed to be nice to them, I think.
And like at one point he told her to no, and she started to argue.
Yeah.
And he told her to sit down and said you're something to the. I'll get to it in a second. Something to the effect of you're going to get your ass tossed in jail.
Jeez.
And she laughed.
The judge
reportedly.
Laughed.
No,
Elena Haba.
Haba laughed.
Oh my God!
You're gonna get thrown in jail.
Well, she's kind of a lunatic, right? I mean, didn't she? We play a bunch of weird stuff. A clip of her, like where she's talking about Jesus.
Well, she was talking about the demons that are behind all these court cases against Trump.
I see.
Obviously demons.
Where did he find this person?
Kaplan and Trump's attorneys, particularly Alina Haba, clashed throughout the trial up until the jurors left to begin their deliberations. The judge was moved to threaten Haba with, that's it, time in lockup. You're going to get some time in lockup.
Dang.
During a tense procedural exchange before the jury came in, and reportedly reiterated that threat during closing arguments with the jurors looking on.
Oh, my God.
Again, not smart, because when he says shit like that, that affects the jury.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the right to say that. While there, it's not like he did something wrong. But if she continues, if a lawyer continues being a shithead or doing things in error or whatever, that affects the jury.
Yeah. And this person's asking for it. Alina Haba has been an asshole the whole fucking trial. And I think the judge has been easy on this person. I'm glad the judge let loose.
All the experts thought that the jury hated her.
Yeah.
Like just her demeanor, the way she and Trump obviously just shat on the whole proceedings and the justice system. And Trump took to the stand, in fact, yesterday and was promptly removed.
Jeez.
It took like 5 minutes. He was really restricted in what he could talk about. And when he started saying, I never met the woman, he's saying that. Now he's saying he never met her. Before, he even admitted that he knew her.
Yes.
And had met her at affairs and at parties shit. But now he's saying, I never met the woman.
I think we're getting into the, well, he always lies, but we're also, I mean, he's in bad shape. He doesn't know what the fuck he's saying sometimes. Or he might just get lost in a rant.
A previous trial concluded Trump was liable for defaming and sexually abusing Carol, although jurors did not find that he raped her under the letter of the law. The May 2023 proceeding centered on Carol's accusation and critical statements made by Trump in 2022. He was ordered to pay $5 million in damages.
Damn.
On advice of his lawyers, he did not attend the previous trial, which is wise. Kaplan instructed the jurors in the current trial that they had to accept the earlier verdict. This wasn't is he guilty? Is he not? He's guilty. This is the penalty phase.
Do you think he decided to attend this trial and to be so vocal because the primaries were going on?
Oh.
You know,
this is, yeah, it's performance art for the morons.
This campaign event just cost you $83 million, you dumb fuck.
The judge reportedly told the jurors their only job was to decide how much Trump owed Carol.
Right.
And to ignore the assertion from Trump's team that Carol somehow benefited.
Yes.
From the attention.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a crazy
look at all the publicity she got.
All
those death threats.
Right, that's what happens when Trump shows you attention. You have to get security.
Roberta Kaplan, attorney for Carol, not related to the judge, told jurors they had the opportunity, maybe even the responsibility, to put an end to this. She argued that Trump would likely not stop unless he was made to part with a large sum of money. And she reportedly emphasized how wealthy Trump says he is.
Oh,
says
my God.
Right. He is.
Right. I mean, you might as well take him at his word right now. I mean, $83 million. Shit. I mean, what? I wonder what the largest award ever in a defamation lawsuit is.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, this has to be up there in the top 10, I would think. I have no fucking idea. But
God. Well, Rudy is up there now. Don't forget.
Rudy's was more. Rudy's was more. Wasn't it $100 million or something like that?
Oh, Dominion.
Dominion. Oh, excuse me.
$787 million.
They're getting it. Yeah, Mike Lindell right now is like, go fuck yourself. Lumpy. Oh, lumpy pillows.
The pillows aren't lumpy.
Fuck you. He, Dominion's getting him for a lot more.
Probably the same amount or less. I mean, I think they're suing him for they were suing everybody for kind of the same amounts.
I thought he was getting sued for like $1 billion or some shit like that.
Well, they both were, but the jury gave him $787.
Oh, okay.
The Fox settled for $787. Remember,
right,
they didn't.
Right.
Fox settled that lawsuit. They didn't go to trial.
That's a lot of fucking money.
So, I can't wait. I'm sure. But let's check Truth right now, in fact.
Yes.
And see if the F POTUS has. Yep. 16 minutes ago. Absolutely ridiculous! Exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out. Look at him painting himself as the party.
Yes.
Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They've taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America! Exclamation point.
Oh, shit. Well, he is the Republican Party. It makes sense to me. A big, fat, blubbering, you know, body of fucking bullshit.
Right.
He is them. They are him. They're the same fucking people. The same nasty, fascist, pink sludge.
God, he retweeted a poll for a Texas presidential race.
Yes.
And it's got him. But this isn't that, I don't think this is that great for Texas. He's up against Biden by only 8 points.
Oh.
41-49. And
in Texas.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And interestingly, when you throw RFK Jr.,
Jesus,
Cornel fucking West and Jill fucking Stein into the mix.
Come on.
They each lose 5 points, basically. Yes. Four and a half, something like that. But RFK gets 5%, West gets 1%, and Jill Stein gets 1%.
You know, the thing is, it's like, I think I like Cornel West. I really do. Why does he think that a vote for him is worth Trump getting elected?
RFK?
No, Cornel West.
Oh, Cornel?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's lost.
I understand.
Mind.
RFK is a total fuck nut. He
I was way into Cornel at first.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I don't understand this move. I really don't. To me, nothing is scarier than Donald Trump being president again, and that's all I think about. I mean, it's not that complicated, guys.
But when Cornel turned down Obama, I was like, well, really? Really?
Yeah.
For, you know, he's one of these purists that he's like the Freedom Caucus on our side. It's like, if it's not 100%.
On our side, who is that? The Freedom Caucus?
Yeah, he's our Freedom Caucus.
Oh, he's our Freedom Caucus. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see.
The loons who, you know, the Susan Sarandons who won't take any kind of forward progress unless it's absolutely 100% everything they want.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, they don't understand that half of this shithole country is crazy.
Right, and I don't think about politics as getting something I want. I think about politics as not letting the Nazis. It's not a positive thing.
No, yeah.
I mean, you're voting so you don't have Nazis in the White House, and that's actually been the case for a long fucking time, though. If you think about how bad George Bush was and Ronald fucking Reagan, they're all a bunch of fucking fascists. But this guy ain't leaving if he gets elected again.
I'm sure the headline over to the Drudge Report is probably the same thing.
Yes.
Yep. Trump must pay Carol 83.3.
Oh, shit.
Says price for behaving badly. More courtrooms, more chaos is another one.
Right. And think about how much of her life has been fucked up over this guy, this fucking lunatic, this predator.
Well, and will be for a while.
Yes.
Some of these crazies may ruminate for a while, you know, and all of a sudden in a year, she's walking down the street and she's let her guard down or whatever, and some lunatic maggot attacks her.
You know, if Trump wins, it's like the bad guy. It literally is. It's like the bad guy from Karate Kid gets to be president in this country again. Again, even.
Trump, let's see, Trump stormed, out of the court at roughly 10 a.m. let's see, CNN anchor was stunned when news that former President Trump walked out of the court during closing arguments.
Stunned? You're stunned?
Well, the CNN reporter.
That's what I mean. That reporter's stunned. over something Trump did. Okay.
The judge reminded everyone they have to stay quiet during closing, saying this, quote, there are to be no interruptions by anybody, no audible comments by anyone else. And then Trump walked out.
Perfect. Jesus.
Because he knows he can't keep his fucking fat mouth shut.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. What an asshole. I mean, when does he have to start paying?
Well, he's going to appeal right away. Yeah. So it's going to take a while. God, also in this Texas poll that Trump shared, I read about this previously.
Yes.
But do you know who's in trouble?
No.
Cruz.
Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz is like his two most likely at this point opponents that have announced.
Oh, he's in voting trouble.
Allred and Gutierrez, 1 and 2 points.
Oh, shit.
Is all he's leading by in Texas.
Damn. Were the districts redrawn in Texas?
Well, all the districts were redrawn everywhere after the census in 2020.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's different there now, if it's more purpley because of that. Maybe.
It looks like Allred right now is up ahead in the, I don't know who Allred is.
No, I don't know.
I know Gloria Allred. It's not her, is it?
You know, Ted Cruz, it's not hard for me to think about you losing a popular vote or any kind of election. You just have the most amazing personality for somebody to get into politics with. I mean, geez. How long he got in there in an odd way, though. It was a special election, right?
Yeah, nobody voted.
Right.
Colin Allred is the Democrat.
Okay. God, I don't know anything about either of these Democrats. I don't know Colin Allred, and I'm sure he's better than Ted Cruz.
He is a state rep. Yes. Oh, no, he's a U.S. rep.
Oh, okay.
From, I don't know which party is. Texas is 32nd, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, who knows.
Only 2 points.
Dang, Ted. If you lose, what are you going to do for work?
Oh, it's some asshole evil think tank will hire him. Or
someone's going to give him
board.
A job like that?
100%.
Really?
He's got to get paid for the slime ball he's been for all these years.
God damn. Could you imagine telling fellow board members, we got a big surprise. New guy coming on board. Ugh. Ted Cruz. Ugh. No, thank you. Can we video conference in from here on out?
With no video.
Yeah, with no video.
Please don't make me look at Ted Cruz.
Yeah, he comes in the room and it feels like he turned the thermostat down.
It is, it's 420, everybody blaze up in the states where adults run things.
Right. Well,
let's see. I'm just checking to see if there's anything else going on here. Nope. It is Faithless Friday.
9.
I've got this other story though here. We were talking about Matt Gaetz. There's news about Matt Gaetz today.
He's the best.
This is the Daily Beast.
Damn! Oh, shit, Matt.
And we've learned that the House Ethics Committee has fervently revived the investigations into this slimy motherfucker. God,
Matt, you pissed somebody the fuck off, dude. That's the best thing ever.
It was our representative here.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And when, mostly for giving the old shank to McCarthy.
Yes.
By invoking that vote to kick him out.
Right. I mean, there were a lot of shenanigans and carrying on he was doing. I mean, Matt Gaetz was putting himself at the center of this.
But none of it was personal, he said.
Matt Gaetz said that?
Yeah, it wasn't anything personal against McCarthy. It was he didn't like the job McCarthy was doing. He thought McCarthy was selling out to the Democrats too much.
Do you remember how he talked about Kevin McCarthy, though? It wasn't personal?
Well, but now we know that today's headline.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
It was.
He previously was adamant that his move to oust McCarthy was rooted in policy disagreements and wasn't a personal vendetta.
Right.
Related to congressional ethics investigation against him. Remember, that started under McCarthy. Now, the ethics, in theory, the ethics committee is not supposed to answer to the speaker in regards to shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know that's bullshit.
They're supposed to have free reign.
On both sides, we know that's bullshit. Because, you know, politically, the speaker's going to talk to these people. But... according to, now they've seen private, this is Daily Beast, has seen private correspondence, which they won't even identify what type of correspondence.
Okay.
Because the person that showed it to them is so afraid of retaliation.
Oh, come on.
From these maggots and from Matt Gaetz that they don't even want us to know if it was a text, if it was a DM, okay, if it was an email, Venmo.
Right.
Comment. It says here, the Daily Beast reviewed these communications, but is not allowed to quote from them.
No.
For fear that Gaetz would be able to identify the recipient.
Jeez.
In fact, the source who provided the communications was so nervous about retribution that the Daily Beast is not allowed to say in what form the correspondence took place.
Right. Right.
Suffice to say, however, it is clear from the communications that Gaetz' targeting of McCarthy was not born out of concern for reckless Washington spending.
Oh, wow.
In the communications, Gaetz singled out McCarthy individually for reviving the Ethics Committee probe against him.
Oh, my God.
And indicated that his animus toward McCarthy was over the investigation.
Damn. Oh, shit.
It says the beleaguered Florida congressman.
Beleaguered?
Jesus
Christ.
Who the,
what, where are we reading
Daily
from?
Daily Beast.
Oh my God, guys, shame on you, beleaguered.
Florida congressman's anger over the revived probe was so strong that he wrote his resentment all the way to a history-making vote to remove McCarthy, steamrolling the majority of his GOP colleagues concerned that his vanity project would cause serious long-term damage, and he did so with his signature Gaetz grin.
So wait a second. So Matt Gaetz wanted this ethics investigation to go away, so he got McCarthy ousted from the speakership?
No, it's revenge.
It's revenge.
It was revenge for the investigation even starting.
Wow. Jeez, man.
In one instance over, other congressional sources told the Daily Beast that Gaetz acknowledged to them his revenge motive behind closed doors. So this one person isn't only in trouble for ratting.
Yeah, yeah.
In one instance over the summer, Gaetz relayed to a group of colleagues, even, that his push to remove McCarthy was a direct response to the investigation. He specifically blamed McCarthy for the return of the probe.
Jeez.
A senior GOP congressional staffer, unnamed,
yes,
separately told the Daily Beast he had also heard Gaetz lay the ethics probe at McCarthy's feet. Quote, I heard him complain about Kevin because of it, the staffer said. Mm.
Wow, that's crazy, man. So wait a second. Let me understand something. So Kevin McCarthy would have never been kicked out as speaker if Matt Gaetz had not had been a sex trafficker.
No, if he hadn't, if the investigation, Matt could still be a sex trafficker,
right,
and not have had the investigation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were amazed that there was an investigation.
Well, yeah. I mean, I couldn't understand that anyway. I mean, that sort of seems like something they did.
It's because McCarthy hates Matt Gaetz.
Well, why does McCarthy hate Matt Gaetz?
Because Matt Gaetz probably was threatening him all the time.
Right.
With this vote.
Jeez, these guys.
And shit like that.
You guys have a complicated relationship. You really need to work this out.
McCarthy repeatedly said he does not control the ethics committee, but Gaetz never bought it. In the end, Gaetz exacted his revenge by orchestrating an internal rebellion that pushed McCarthy out of the speakership and ultimately out of Congress.
You know what's crazy is that we would need somebody like Kevin McCarthy to open an ethics investigation. I mean, really, the people should just come together and vote and decide, oh, I don't want a sex trafficker as my, I don't know, rep.
Well, they didn't care about it here.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said should.
Yeah, 66%.
That's why I said should.
Said did not care.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They don't even believe it, or they. I think they believe it. They don't care.
I think they think. I think they believe him, and they think it's political.
Really?
These are maggots we're talking about.
Yeah,
they think
I know.
Everything is a.
Oh, that's true.
Everything is a deep state conspiracy, and yeah. Anything that happens to any of these Republicans, it's all fake. None of these charges against Trump are real.
Right.
None.
That's true.
Zero. Of all of the evidence, of all the different charges from all these different crimes,
yes.
and civil actions,
right?
None of it to them is real. Zero. It's all lies.
And these maggots don't care about kids. The only kids they care about are the non-existent ones that QAnon has in a fucking the basement of a pizza place. They don't care about real kids.
Gates responded to a comment request from the Daily Beast, quote, "As I've answered likely 100 times on the record, I led the charge to remove Kevin McCarthy from his role as House Speaker because he failed to keep his promises. The Daily Beast continues to lie about me, and I think it's due for a round of layoffs."
No. Jeez. It's due for a round of layoffs?
I think they just recently had a round of layoffs or something.
Oh, I see.
But a lot of media companies are. It's not a great time for the media.
Yeah.
So there you go, our beloved representative here.
He sucks, man. Jeez, man.
Lied about it not being personal.
Right.
But now it's back.
Yeah, man. I mean, what the fuck?
Because everybody hates him.
Yes. I mean, what will they do? They'll have, an inquiry or investigation into it?
It's been ongoing. They've had witnesses. They've had depositions. They've had the whole thing.
Wow. So what happens?
Maybe the same thing that happened to Santos. They come out and say, oh, look at this. We're going to have to recommend a vote to remove him from Congress.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, and by the way, here's all these crimes we found here, DOJ.
Yeah. That's right, because Santos... Oh, he's probably going to go to jail, or is he in jail?
Not yet.
Yeah.
So that's Matt Gaetz.
Nine!
I know we all are sending thoughts and prayers.
God, he's so gross, too, his face.
He's just odious. There's just nothing gross about him.
He's even grosser than Eric Trump, and I know that's a crazy, crazy thing to say.
I think that's accurate, though. I mean, I think Eric Trump is just...
So disgusting.
I just hear the dog.
They're going crazy back there.
Like your mom says, the dog boil going on. These two get really crazy with their playing and wrestling.
They're into it, man.
He's got Kenobi down.
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's Kenobi that Shelby likes. Shelby's a jiu-jitsu. She's she likes to be on the ground,
right?
Fighting.
That's right.
And Kenobi likes to dash around and use his speed. It's like the Flash.
Oh, he's very fast.
I've also got here in L News, the World Court has International Court of Justice has declined a plea to order Israel to cease military operations in Gaza.
Yeah.
But required the Jewish state to enable humanitarian aid to the enclave's civilian population and take every measure to prevent destruction of its Palestinian community. Don't kill everybody, please.
Well, it's a little confusing, right? Because didn't South Africa accuse them of genocide?
Yeah.
And then the court said, yes, they are committing genocide, but we aren't going to ask you to stop your military operations in Gaza yet. It's very strange.
Friday's decision, adopted by an overwhelming majority of the United Nations court, was a nuanced response to a blood-soaked conflict. The court is acutely aware of the extent of the human tragedy that is unfolding in the region and is deeply concerned about the continuing loss of life and human suffering.
Then call for a ceasefire.
The International Court of Justice's American President Joan Donahue said, ruling from the Peace Palace? Really?
I don't know.
Really? The Peace Palace in The Hague.
Yeah.
Couldn't it be the Peace Office? Palace sounds like really...
Palace sounds very like, you know, like a monarch.
Right, it sounds like something Kim Jong-un would call his house.
Very fucking creepy.
The ICJ order came a month after South Africa initiated proceedings against Israel for violating the 1949 Genocide Convention. 2 weeks of hearings where South Africa, backed by the Palestinian Authority, presented its case, portraying the Gaza operation as a continuing assault on Palestinians that began with Israel's establishment in 1948.
You know, is it lost on everyone that Netanyahu let this happen, that he knew that attack in October was coming and then he didn't say anything?
We don't know that specific, but they had heard about that attack and they thought it was too crazy to pull off.
Then, okay.
Like they thought, oh, they're not gonna send troops into our.
I mean, to me, it's interesting because it's like we're watching some third world thug Netanyahu justify his existence when he's facing criminal charges and corruption charges. It just blows my mind that why the fuck are we still giving them money when we know this is going on.
Israel, in rebuttal, said that its military complies with international legal obligations and that non-combatant casualties had been exacerbated by Hamas's practice of locating fighters and supplies in civilian areas.
I mean, you know, Netanyahu and his administration are very similar to Trump's. We're talking about an authoritarian type. And so we have to believe everything they fucking say. God.
In Friday's provisional orders adopted in a series of near unanimous votes, the World Court required Israel to punish incitement to genocide in the Gaza Strip, preserve evidence of potential violations of the treaty, and report back to The Hague on its compliance. It also called for the immediate and unconditional release of hostages taken by Hamas during the attack.
Yeah, none of that's happening. You know what I mean? Like, none of that seems to be happening. I don't know, man. It seems fucking horrible. I don't know. What's going on?
It smells like.
I don't know.
Somebody took a big shit or is really farting like crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a quick scan and make sure it's not
okay.
Poop.
Well, anyway, it really sucks what's going on in Gaza, and I think it's fucking bullshit. Anyway, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking piece of chunk of. It just seems hard to sit here and think, oh, well, Netanyahu's incredibly corrupt. We know that has corruption charges against him, but at the same time, we just have to sit here and say, oh, okay, our government is just going to give Israel money with a blank fucking check like nothing's happening. It just seems like an incredible amount of bullshit to fucking continue to fucking swallow.
Man, we
know what is happening.
That's an impressive feat from her little dog, that kind of fart, because Jesus Christ, there's nothing out there.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm listening.
There's nothing out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the story there. The World Court rejected.
Preserve evidence of genocide? I mean, has anyone seen any of the pictures of what's going on in Gaza? Preserving evidence. People are fucking dying out there. This is crazy. Fuck.
Also in the news this Friday, we've got, 83.3 million trending on the X.
Right. Oh yeah.
What is Stu Peter? For some reason, there's a Stu Peters tweet.
Oh yeah.
I'm currently looking at the census records in Europe for 1930, 1940, and 1950. We have a problem.
Oh my God, Stu, I'm so sorry.
What does that mean?
Who knows? He for him, it's painfully obvious, and he's probably shocked that the world doesn't understand what he's referencing.
All these evil immigrants were flooding into Europe, and it caused World War II, I'm sure is what he's saying.
Yes, yes.
Not Hitler's fault, of course.
Right, right.
We have, elucidated on the Twitter. Still, Steve Bannon has not faced any music.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bannon, that's the story I was just opening, in fact.
Right.
Steve Bannon.
Yes.
It says, this is, again, the Daily Beast.
Right.
We like the Daily Beast. I love the Daily Beast. Except when it does this locking out thing.
Yeah.
1 second.
Jeez, these dogs. Talking about a Daily Beast. We got the two Daily Beasts in here. Shit.
Steve Bannon is... he wants to get rid of Speaker Johnson, by the way.
Oh, shock. Who gives a fuck? Get rid of him. What does it matter?
Here we go. Steve Bannon is in a maelstrom of his own making. His refusal to pay his lawyer. He hasn't paid his lawyer either.
What a fucking...
Yeah,
it's nothing. I was saying, hey, you blotch Nazi, pay up.
Close to $500,000 in legal fees.
Jeez.
May end up inadvertently exposing more evidence of financial fraud.
Pay your lawyers, dude. How much money? Does Steve Bannon have a lot of fucking money or not a lot of fucking money?
You know, I don't know. I mean, he you know, he stole that wall money. I don't know how much he got there.
Hey, Siri, what is Steve Bannon's net worth?
He does have one of the top podcasts out there.
That is very sad. By the way, go to crabdiving.com.
Bannon had the gall to stiff his lawyer, former federal prosecutor Bob Costello.
Yeah.
Who stuck by him for years. Specifically, Costello was Bannon's lawyer on a number of cases, including when he faced criminal charges for pocketing donor funds intended for a privately funded border wall.
Oh, yes.
Between the U.S. and Mexico.
I mean, to me, it's like, I'm shocked. Why would you even do that? That seems like an obvious crime. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't the funding of a wall, of Trump's wall seem like, oh, I don't know, just a scam in and of itself?
Right up their alley.
God, something on the internet is telling me that Steve Bannon's worth $48 million. It's from a 2017 article in Forbes. Steve Bannon worth as much as $48 million. God, that can't be right. That guy's worth $48 million?
Well, maybe not now.
Yeah. How gross. I mean, I guess mainly a lot of his money is in
CelebrityNetWorth.com has him at 20.
Oh, okay. Geez, that's still a lot.
There's another one that has him between 5 and 20.
Okay.
Well, here's one from Money Inc. that says $48 million. That's in not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I wonder if they're pulling from Forbes.
Let's see. He was in the Navy. He was a lieutenant, fought in the Gulf War. After returning from the war in the Middle East, he worked in the Pentagon, was a special assistant to the chief of naval operations.
Yeah.
While in that position, he attended Georgetown University and got his master's degree.
Yay!
Upon leaving the military, Steve Bannon would begin to build his personal estimated wealth of estimated $48 million, though. Damn. No one is really quite sure. It says here.
The blotch Nazi. The blotch Nazi's loaded. He keeps his money in his shirts.
Oh, my God. He was VP of mergers and acquisitions at Goldman Sachs.
Damn. Oh, shit. Bannon.
He took a job as an investment banker with Goldman Sachs. So much faith did Goldman and Sachs have in him that they gave Bannon his own subsidiary, Bannon and Company. Oh, so, I mean, he's got money.
Yeah.
Oh, however, during his 1997 divorce.
Oh, shit.
He represented the firm, and secured a deal that sold Castle Rock Entertainment to TBS.
Yes.
Trying to convince buyers it was a good deal, Bannon agreed to take a stake in 5 television shows rather than his usual payment. One of those shows was Seinfeld.
Well, hold on a second. I'm confused just for a second. You're telling me that Bannon got paid, has been paid in...
The sitcom...
What the fuck?
Has reportedly made close to $3.2 billion in repeat money.
Yes.
It is rumored that Bannon has made around $32 million in residuals from
Seinfeld, because he has a percentage of the profits. He was paid off in...
Instead of getting paid to help broker this deal, he agreed to take stake in five TV shows.
Jesus Christ, that's weird. Steve Bannon owns some of Jerry Seinfeld, the Jerry Seinfeld show. Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He's a Nazi.
However, during the 1997 divorce...
Bannon's a Nazi.
However, during his 1997 divorce, none of the Seinfeld money showed up in any receipts.
Why?
There is talk he was having it funneled into a secret company. Since Steve was charged with money laundering and fraud in the Build the Wall project, it's not just a random QAnon theory. Oh, thank you. After that deal, Steve decided to stay on in Hollywood and become a producer of several movies and documentaries.
Okay.
Many were documentaries that bashed establishment frontrunners like Ronald Reagan, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama.
Oh.
Though he also made films singing the praises of politicians like Sarah Palin. Some films, like The Indian Runner with Sean Penn, did quite well. Other Bannon gems include Occupy Unmasked, about the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Okay.
Clinton Cash, an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Rickover, the birth of nuclear power.
Yay!
Battle for America.
What is that? Is that
exploring
the one
the conflict between political parties?
That's Battlefield Earth with John Travolta, correct?
And then a movie called Steam Room, starring Val Kilmer.
Steam Room?
That's all the information I have.
Was that good?
I don't think so. I can't. Yeah. Be, right? I mean, Val Kilmer is a really good actor, but
you want me to? Val Kilmer will just take any job, I think.
The
Steam Room. By Steve Bannon. Produced by Steve Bannon.
It's got a new name. It's now called the Chaos Experiment.
Steam Room?
Yeah.
Steam Room is now the Chaos Experiment. Okay, very good.
Oh, now it's the Steam Experiment.
Excuse me. Now Steam Room is the Chaos Experience, but now it's the Steam
Something
like Experiment.
That. It seems to have had a few names.
Iterations.
Is in 2009, independent suspense thriller. Directed by Philippe Martinez, starring Val Kilmer, Armand Asante, and Eric Roberts. I mean, those are three kind of big names. Patrick Muldoon.
Do they know that Steve Bannon's on board?
Budget of $7 million.
Woo! That's just for his shirts.
A deranged man calling himself James Pettis, who's Val Kilmer, approaches the Grand Rapids Press demanding that it publish his predictions about the upcoming demise of civilization due to global warming, warning that he has trapped a group of six people in a Turkish-style steam room to demonstrate the effects of the of the environment on
that
humans.
That is genius. Steve, I like this idea. This is what it'll feel like in 2040.
A local police detective, that's Armand Asante,
tries
to get him to reveal information that will help him confirm the truth of the threat and rescue the hostages, but over the course of the interrogation begins to suspect that either the story is a delusional hoax or that the steam room killing has already taken place.
How big is this steam room? Wow. Is it the kind of steam room where you have to pour water over rocks?
I don't have any more information.
Okay. Jeez. Who's that actor that the guy from Waterfront that's worked with Val Kilmer before? He was in the guy that won't do movies unless he's shot from the waist up. I mean, he's dead now, but
won't do movies.
Yeah, and he did a movie with
Brando.
Alan Moreau. Is Brando? This would be perfect for him. In Steam Room, because you could just see his face. The rest would be steam.
The film had a limited theatrical release, played to small audiences on two screens for 1 week in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow. That's...
And 1 week in Lansing.
Why just those?
Apparently it didn't do real well in those two. God. Otherwise, it would have probably gone elsewhere.
You're killing it in Lansing and some other place, but not really. That's it. All the movies you shot a movie... And that's the only, and you produced the whole thing, and that's the only people that saw it. I guess I can watch it on Netflix if I want to. If I want to see what the people in Grand Rapids and Lansing don't like.
It was only a matter of time before the law firm that Ben is stiffing came knocking with a lawsuit, one that quickly resulted in a judge ordering Bannon to hand over the overdue $480,000+.
Damn. Yeah, you got so much money, Bannon. We know from the internet.
But now,
pay these people.
Now, says the Daily Beast, that miserly mistake is coming back to haunt him. Bannon has asked a New York State judge to block Costello's law firm from perusing through his bank statements and reviewing his assets, a request that has required Bannon to awkwardly concede that his personal finances likely have evidence that could bolster the Manhattan District Attorney's case against him. He's basically trying to claim the Fifth.
Yeah.
Saying you can't look at that stuff because it's going to incriminate me in my other legal.
I tell you what, if I'm a prosecutor that could get you and I'm listening to this, I'm like, woohoo, guys. What kind of a win would it be to go get Steve Bannon? I mean, that would feel good, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's the biggest asshole. Oh, you dumb Nazi. Why didn't you just pay your fucking legal bills, you stupid shit?
David Hoff, Hutcher, and Citron is the name of the law firm, DHC.
Yes.
DHC's taking of post-judgment discovery from Bannon poses a significant risk of compromising Mr. Bannon's Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, his lawyer wrote in a filing. He's basically saying... demanding discovery of financial records
but
is going to plant him in jail for something else.
But wait, wouldn't that make, if you're a prosecutor, I mean, could you ignore this? He's sitting there saying, don't look through my financial records, you're going to find crimes. And if I just casually read this and I'm a guy that finds crimes, so why can't I find these crimes? I mean, if you're saying they're in there, right? Is that probable cause? Can another entity say, hey, we want to subpoena your shit, or...
Yeah, you know, I
don't
know.
Is that how it works?
I don't know if it protects shit like that, because that's not... That's evidence against you. That's not self-incrimination. That's
right,
evidence.
Right. He wants...
If you're on videotape of killing somebody...
Yes.
You can't use that because it incriminates me.
You're telling me, yeah.
Right?
It's all crazy, Steve. Steve, this is crazy, man. You should have just paid your legal bills. That's what I'm learning. Just pay that legal bill, and then I don't know that we're doing this story, right?
Right. What is wrong with these people?
I mean, you're going to have to... See, here's the thing. You're going to have to pay that legal bill anyway.
This just shows what scumbags all these Trumpists are. I mean, they're just...
Well, he's betting on Trump winning. Because if Trump wins...
They're Hail Marying on, yeah, I mean...
If Trump wins, none of this stuff matters for Steve Bannon. Right. Not one fucking thing.
You mean for Secretary of State Bannon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, please. Madam Secretary is what's-her-face? Is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Steve Bannon's the chief of staff, isn't he?
Oh, he doesn't want to be around Trump that much.
Oh, is that true?
Trump doesn't want to be around him. Remember, Trump always said he was gross.
Yeah. Well, if he was in the Navy, why couldn't he be Secretary of Defense then?
Oh, there you go.
Wait, are you supposed to say, well, that's a bad idea?
Of course, it's all a bad idea. I'm just predicting who Trump might. Supposedly, I saw a story today or last night that Trump is, asking his friends about they think he should pick as vice president.
Well, I'm telling you, I watched all your shit in New Hampshire where you did your acceptance speech for winning. If you don't give Tim Scott something in your administration, if you win, that guy's going to lose his shit. He is crazy. He's crazy looking. I mean, he's a cultist. Trump, he loves you. I think Tim Scott loves you so much.
Or they've got stuff on him.
Jeez, he looks like a fanatic.
His band's lawyer also argued that subjecting him to questions under oath from the aggrieved law firm's attorneys also poses a significant risk. So what is he saying? You can't sue him.
Yes.
And you can't make him testify, and you can't get any evidence because there might be other evidence in there of crimes.
Right.
This is so ludicrous.
It actually seems like a crazy thing to say out loud. I mean, number one, if you would have paid your lawyer fees, I don't think. But still, but saying this out loud is, is Trump going to win? Has he seen into the future and doesn't give a shit or what?
I can't explain these people.
Yeah.
This is just hubris of interstellar size. It's crazy.
Weird shit. This is some weird motherfucking shit.
Bannon, who helped coordinate a key part of Trump's undemocratic plot to stay in power after losing the election, he refused to testify about his so-called Green Bay sweep to congressional investigators.
Yeah.
As Bannon's lawyer...
Green Bay sweep?
It's the fake... I think it's the fake electors.
That's what they called it. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I think.
They named it after a dumb football thing. Oh, God, it's country.
As Bannon's lawyer, Costello ran interference when the January 6th House Committee issued a subpoena ordering him to testify.
Yes.
He also represented him when the Department of Justice followed up with criminal charges. Bannon was convicted.
Yay!
By a Washington jury, but he remains out of prison while he appeals the judgment.
Dude, you're like...
No, this is separate from the thing that Trump commuted his sentence on.
Oh, right. God, this guy is like, listen, don't look
at... pardon, I mean.
Don't look at my financials. You might see something in there that's bad, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because that would be self-incriminating. I think you already said too much.
Then the Manhattan DNA, who keeps reviving federal criminal cases that faltered during the Trump administration, developed a criminal case against Bannon over his involvement in the We Build the Wall scam.
Yeah.
A scammy, xenophobic project that raised crowdfunded money to purportedly build a privately sponsored border wall.
That is the saddest fucking indictment of this country. They made money saying the brown people are coming over the fence to get you. That's exactly what happened. Oh, my God.
The U.S. Shame. Attorney for the Southern District of New York criminally charged Bannon and his business partners in 2020, but the one-time Trump White House chief strategist managed to score a pardon from his former boss.
Damn!
That pardon, however, did not stop Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg Jr. from going after Bannon for breaking state laws in 2022.
Sure.
That case is set for trial in May.
Yay!
Bannon bizarrely ghosted his own lawyers.
Okay.
When the DA's case got rolling in January 2023, the first signs that he was worsening his own situation. His refusal to pay Costello seemed like a particularly stinging insult, given that Costello found himself on the wrong end of an FBI surveillance effort working for Bannon. He was getting surveilled because he was talking to Bannon.
Now these people are going to be really pissed at you, dude. Your own lawyers, just pay them. I don't understand what he thinks the end game of that would have been. You're eventually going to have to pay them anyway. This is dumb.
Meanwhile, Bannon is louder than ever, blah, 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 blah. Last year, federal law enforcement indicted a major Bannon benefactor, the billionaire Guo Wengui, for enriching himself by allegedly defrauding a Chinese-American community of anti-communist dissidents.
Sure, that sounds like Saturday night. God.
Earlier this month, a superseding indictment claims that several businesses Bannon founded with Guo, including social media app Getter, remember that one?
Oh, yes.
Were actually part of a criminal enterprise.
Getter was Jason Miller's.
Getter was the one that isn't Getter the one that's turned into the jizz auction site?
Yeah, I believe that was
for non-vax jism.
It was Come eBay by Jason Miller, correct? It's horrible. It can't be real. It's all real.
And that's where Bannon's ill-fated decision to stiff Costello comes in November. One of Costello's colleagues at the firm sent Getter a subpoena demanding that a company officer there answer questions about Bannon's involvement with the company. Details that Bannon is now admitting could cause him legal peril in other ongoing criminal cases.
Oh, shit.
Counsel from the firm sent Getter a questionnaire asking how Bannon has been paid for the from the company since the start of 2021, how exactly he owns any share of the company, and even whether he operates through cutouts and aliases. Yeah. The law firm sent legal demands to the this political firm, War Room LLC that Bannon uses to operate his podcast and other entities tied to Bannon. According to court filings, Costello's law firm sent several restraining notices, legal instruments formally requiring an entity to stop paying someone in its ongoing attempt to put Bannon through a financial colonoscopy.
Oh, jeez.
So these lawyers that he stiffed are saying, we're going to fuck you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to get all that discovery. And we know those crimes. They know.
But you know,
those crimes are in
there. The kind of lawyers these people hire, why would they not see this one coming?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you see this coming?
Both sides have agreed to slow down the ongoing feud until mid-February while they trade legal arguments back and forth.
Jeez.
Neither side would respond to comment from the Daily Beast. So there you go, Steve Bannon. Ridiculous. It's just like Trump with the immunity.
Oh, yeah.
These just patently absurd assertions.
Yes.
That they have. Well, you can't make me give you discovery in this case because it's going to show I committed all these crimes.
I don't think that's how the Fifth Amendment works. Right?
I don't think so either. I think if there's evidence and they get a warrant for it, you have to provide the evidence. Like I said, what would prevent you have a Ring camera.
Right.
We'll say it's a maggot.
Yes.
A maggot opens the door and there's a black kid there selling candy for their local football team.
Sure.
And the maggot goes, I feel threatened, bang, 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 and kills the kid.
Right.
And it's all on the Ring camera. So therefore that guy, the prosecutor says, we want that Ring footage. And they say, well, you're not getting it because it shows that we killed him.
Yeah. Well, you could ask a question. You could ask a question about the Ring footage. You could say, do you think the Ring footage captured that murder?
Absolutely not. It showed that he morphed into a demon, black demon.
Right. They might want to show it. They said, well, when you see this Ring footage, you'll understand. That's probably what they would think.
So, that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
Ben is out of his mind.
Oh, you got to go get the dog? Jeez, that is crazy. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bannon in jail is going to be very sad because I don't know how they... I think they don't let you wear so many shirts. What are you looking for, shit or something? Well, we could... Right.
It's just brutal.
Yeah, that's weird. Thank God you can't smell it through a podcast.
The... Yeah, I'm just continually amazed by these Republican defenses.
That smell could be Steve Bannon. I mean, we've been talking about him a lot.
True.
I'm sure he is odoriferous.
What did Chris Hayes say about him? A guy with three shirts and a podcast.
Right. That's funny.
We'll keep Steve Bannon also in our prayers.
Oh, yes. Good luck, Steve. Everything sounds like it's going well for you right now.
Such a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus is in the house.
Oops, wait a second.
Yeah.
Press a button.
Oh, okay.
You press a button on the board. Right. Here you go.
Somebody said to me, Alina, would you rather be... would you rather be smart or pretty? And I said, oh, easy. Pretty. I can fake being smart.
We know.
Yeah. Is that Elena Haba?
That's Elena Haba.
Elena Haba.
Yeah.
That's funny.
She can fake being smart.
What a great quote. Very telling. Well, I mean, $80 million. I mean, does she consider that a loss? She lost there. It's not really a loss. It's just what was owed to E. Jean Carroll.
This is, let's see, where's that pastor? Here we go.
Floyd, full disclosure here, you're not just the founder of Western Journal. You're also...
This is a Christian nationalist, religious right activist Floyd Brown.
He sounds like fun.
Let's see. He's a full-blown Christian nationalist who advocates for Christians to gain control of America by taking over local governments.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What a fun afternoon that would be.
Here is Floyd on a different show.
As we take back America, and I absolutely believe we're going to take back America, the way we do it is by starting at the local level and building out and then taking over the country as the result of taking county after county. There's 3,100 counties in America, and 3,000 of those should be conservative counties. Yeah. And the reason they aren't is because often we don't show up. Christians, conservatives don't show up. Christians could control America like this if they chose to do it.
Creepy, right?
Oh, yes.
So now here's the clip.
Right.
This guy is on the Flashpoint show.
Woo!
Some Christian right-wing news quote show. It's the host. I don't know the fucking host's name. And Hank
Kuhneman
is on the screen.
Oh, yes.
And,
I gotta see.
And this third motherfucker, this guy, Floyd Brown.
Yes.
And here is the host asking
Kuhneman.
Floyd, full disclosure here, you're not just the founder of Western Journal. You're also Carrie Lake's manager, campaign manager. That's correct? I get that right?
Well, my title is campaign chairman.
That's the same thing.
This lunatic is campaign chairman for Carrie fucking Lake.
Well, I mean, you know, I we are allowed to be surprised at this, right? I mean, God damn, just think about how her campaigns go. Jeez.
I just don't remember her being all that Jesus-y. Do you know what I mean? Like she flirted with it, but I don't remember her being as crazy Jesus. I'll bet that's why she got brought this guy on.
Absolutely, because we've learned that, well, I mean, that's part of it now, right?
Right, and she knows that she can't win without the psychopath evangelicals.
You got to have the crazy Jeebus people on board.
Right, did I get that right?
Well, my title is campaign chairman.
That's what I said, campaign chairman.
Yeah, and I'm very active in the campaign and very close to both her and her husband, and they're just wonderful people. And I really felt led of the Holy Spirit to be involved in her campaign as part of my worship in 2024.
Jeez, ugh, my God,
part of his worship is running Carrie Lake's campaign.
That's your faith life or something. God, you're so weird. These people say the weirdest shit. This makes sense, though.
How do we take back America? We do it by you taking back your street. We do it by you occupying your neighborhood. We do it by your local church taking over your town.
Your local church taking over your town. Shit. Where have we heard that before? Translate it to, I don't know, Arabic?
Yes. This sounds like Afghanistan to me, or Iran, or Texas, or Florida.
Your town. I love Jack Hibbs. He's done it in Chino Valley, California. He's done it. Or Chino Hills. He's done it.
A shithole, by the way.
What is he talking about? There's some town in California that's a theocracy.
Yeah, this
shit?
Guy. Yeah, like they got all their members on the school board. They took over the county board.
Yeah. Well, this guy shouldn't feel so special, though, because they've done this. Didn't some town in Utah do the same thing, the Mormons? Didn't they take over, like, the fire department, law enforcement?
Oh, yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Didn't they also, like, have, they were looking the other way on guys with 19 wives?
Well, I think that's the point of that one, yes.
What's up?
I'm just watching the dog.
Oh, yeah.
No Hills, he's done it. His church runs town. And every church should run their town. Every single one of them.
You couldn't.
Terrifying.
But you. Here's the funny part, you dumb shit. You could not run a town. Now, you could run a church that grifts, that does a bunch of fucking corruption, that's on the take. But you couldn't run a town. You couldn't keep people safe or anything like that. You don't have any fucking, you know. You don't have any ability to run a town.
Oh, yeah. We
can't do shit.
We, the last, I don't know, what, three Republican administrations
they
have shown
do
that they
anything.
Cannot govern.
Why does Trump care? Because I'm sure we're going to hear about it again. When Trump is elected and he gets rid of Obamacare, we will get Trump care.
Let's see what else we have here. So yeah, the Christian nationalists aren't even pretending to hide it anymore. They outwardly want to take it over.
Carrie Lake's got a Christian
throw gay
person.
People in jail, yes. Throw women in jail for wanting reproductive health care.
Yeah. God, imagine what his foreign policy will be.
Who?
Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is... Oh, here.
Pick your first family. Would you like a woman president? I want a female president with a black son-in-law and some manlet, bald, cuck husband. Versus
Nikki's daughter is married to a black man.
Oh, okay.
So Nick Fuentes is looking at pictures of the Trump family versus pictures of the Haley family.
Okay.
A black son-in-law and some manlet, bald, cuck husband versus the God Emperor of Mankind and the son, Alexander.
God.
You take your pick. You tell me which one you'd prefer. Jeez. Is it a little bit racist? Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Will you beat me to it? Yes.
Oh, my goodness. She openly loves her husband, Joshua Jackson. I loves me some Joshua Jackson.
Jesus Christ. What a piece of shit.
This guy, was at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is the Republican Party. This is a young fucking Republican. This guy is very mainstream. Because I'm saying this because we sit around and talk about these Republicans like they don't exist outside Donald Trump and outside this. This is who they are, man. This is exactly.
I loves me some Joshua Jackson. He my partner. He my man. He my husband. He a good father. He a good daddy to the children. Really? This is the first family? What a fucking nightmare.
What a fucking nightmare.
My God, Nick. You must have been such... I bet he... Did you do this act of Thanksgiving when you went to Mar-a-Lago with Kanye the Nazi?
Yeah, isn't Conway a little black?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Last I checked.
Right.
First family... What a fucking nightmare.
Jeez.
American dream? How about American nightmare? He a good father to the children. And, he a good father. He there for the children.
This is all he's got.
This is his act.
This is all he's got.
Yeah.
That's your first family. Walking their two gay dogs.
Fuck you.
Rena started dating her now husband in 2018 while celebrating that. This is so, oh my gosh, do not clip this. I'm so embarrassed by how racist this is.
No, you're not.
Rena started dating her now husband in 2018 while celebrating their 1 year anniversary. She called him my constant light. Bad choice of words.
Ugh,
my constant dark, constant shine.
Hey, you're 100% right. This is them.
Oh, yeah, these are the Republicans.
This is
Ronald
the
fucking
maggots
Reagan.
Say when nobody thinks they're listening when they're amongst themselves.
You can't tell me that's the subtext of every fucking Republican when you think about the war on drugs. That's what they're thinking. They're going back to this. Way everybody talked to Anita Hill.
And this is half of the sets at the Comedy Spaceship in Austin.
Oh, that's for sure.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
Constant dark, pussies. constant shine. No, you can't. Say, no, but you can't say that. You can't call them shines. You can't call him Shines anymore. He's that constant light. Joking about their... No, but you can't say that. No, but I didn't... You can't say that, so...
That is joking such an about old, tired act, you dumb shit.
No, you can't. That's the same thing Trump does,
what
right?
What every dumb racist comic does. They preface it by saying, you guys are going to hate me for this. They say the thing, and then they say, oh, I can't believe you guys hate me for this. You just can't say anything anymore. Right.
All right.
That's it. That's the dumbest, oldest bullshit. Nick Fuentes is nothing more than a giant piece of shit that sits at the end of any bar in West Pensacola. He just has a lot of sound equipment surrounded him. So he's surrounded by a lot of fucking sound. Whatever. Who's fucking guy?
Joking about there now. That's just straight up racist. Listen, I love black people. I love black people as much as the next guy, but this is unacceptable.
What? What you're saying is, God, you're crazy. You're insane. So I bet you had so much fun at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, I bet all those little assholes, those racist little fucks ate you up, buddy. Oh, they loved you.
So a woman who is half Indian.
Yes.
And her husband's white. I mean, her dad is white.
Yeah,
her mom is Nikki Haley.
Right.
Married a black guy. And he says, this is unacceptable.
I mean, it's hard for me to feel bad for Nikki Haley in this instance, though, because she is such an asshole. She did say that she wants to put people in jail for getting abortions. I mean, you know, she's a Republican. She has it coming. Fuck all these people. And Nikki Haley has racism, too, for sure. There's no way you don't support. There's no way you cannot be running for the GOP nomination and not be a fucking racist.
How does her son-in-law feel about that that Civil War shit? And that
son-in-law is probably like, slavery. My mother-in-law is going to get me on the board of some fucking...
Exactly.
They don't fucking care. They don't give one fucking shit. And you know, okay, yes, Nikki Haley took down the Confederate flag. Yay! After the mass shooting. After the fucking mass shooting. That's how that went down. You know, so she's in the same club as Nick Fuentes.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
God damn, Jesus. Where the fuck are you? You're supposed to call in.
I think only Christians can have a really proper understanding of history because we're the only ones that have the proper understanding of the world and have the right worldview.
Understanding history is ironic from the son of David Barton.
Oh, wow.
This is Tim Barton.
Must these people
who is taking
procreate?
Who is right up there with his fraud historian of a father.
Yes.
But listen to the words. Only Christians can have a really proper understanding of history.
Yes.
Because we're the only ones who have a proper understanding of the world and the right world view.
God.
So, you know, history is what we decide it is.
I will gladly go out to some fucking trivia night at a bar and set up against some fucking Christians and let's see who wins in a basic knowledge fucking contest. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, they'll be proud of that, though. They're happy with not knowing shit.
I'll fucking school your ass in trivia, you fucks, as long as it's not about the Bible.
Today I want to lay down the law in regarding transgender children. This has been a plague on our society.
You're a plague.
The idea that parents, when God gives them children, mm-mm-mm, would then slap God in his face,
ooh,
spit in his face,
ooh, yes,
and then destroy what he gave them,
yeah,
by trying to confuse and change their gender. The trans children are an abomination to the Lord.
Is he jacking off
into his
socks? Because
to spit into God's face, ooh, into being an abomination is, ugh, not what he wants.
God, get a hobby. Get a
How do you know God's
life?
Not into that? How do you know God's not doesn't like dominatrixes?
You know what? This guy should sit in the emergency exit seat on one of those Boeing 507s that ain't bolted up properly. See what happens.
This is Jaron Jackson. We played him before. I think he's on Nick Fuentes' network,
yay,
too.
Yay, Jaron. You're a fuck. Where is this people? Where do these people come from?
Did I play this one?
We don't want reasonable. We don't want reasonable. We want a revolution. We want a Trump revolution. We want Trump to be the dictator.
I think I played this last week. Yeah. Okay. Or the other day. That's Tyler Russell, also off of Nick's network. Right. We don't want your fucking democracy, dude. We want to lock down the country and start sending people to jail, is what he says.
That's fine. I don't know. What do you put that on a coffee mug or something? That's on my bumper sticker. Jeez.
Also in the news, let's see, we've got, here we go.
I feel like to young women, unironically, they need to find a man that's very misogynistic. If you at all want to have a guy that's going to like make you follow his frame, and you need to find a strong Christian man that's going to put you in your place, or else you're going to dominate the relationship. And when a woman dominates the relationship, it's destined for failure, because I see even how I was different, like in my previous relationship.
Yes.
I was dominating and I was such a bitch, like such a Jezebel. And, you know, I wasn't always like a good wife or like this great, like a, or even Christian. I used to be atheist, but he has completely transformed who I am. And
I used to be atheist. How do you, revert? That's,
well,
I
tell you how,
I really
you
don't
get a
understand.
Podcast and all of a sudden money, the yeah. Patreon dollars start coming in. That's the only fucking way. It is shameless ass motherfucker. I don't know
how I act, because he's such a strong Christian man and he doesn't let me get by on things. He always will nitpick everything because he's literally training me how to be a good Christian wife. You need to be trained. Wow. Women are bitches and they need to be trained. So that's my advice. Find a man that will train you.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, how do you feel about that, ladies? What a great campaign message.
Who is
Isabella Riley Moody. She's okay.
Who is her far-right commentator. Who is her audience again? I mean, who likes her?
These Christian lunatics.
Our representative, probably.
Right. So how is that different from making a woman wear a burqa?
It's not different, Pat.
Tell me what she just said. How is that different from something that a woman in a full burqa would have to say?
No, it's not different. They love this shit. They love it.
I actually think Republicans should embrace this. You know, I'm so sick of Republicans trying to shimmy away and shy away from the whole narrative that we're white Christian nationalists.
They aren't.
That's what the Republican Party should be. We should try to go back to our traditional roots.
Good news.
America is a white Christian nation, and it's okay that we want to maintain that nation. We want to maintain what the country was founded on. Let's embrace this. Let's stop letting the left attack us. Embrace the attacks. They always call us racist. Okay, fine. I'm racist. Call me that. It's fine.
We played this the other day, too. This is her. Same thing. Same idiot.
All these points she's making, we are that. I have good news for her. We are a Christian, nasty-ass, fucking America First Nation. There are a good many of us that feel similarly to you. That exists in our country. Someone should tell her. She'd feel a lot better. Gosh, good news for you. We're very racist and very shitty and very patriarchal. We like to shoot people. We stab people. Our former president, Trump, is a rapist. I mean, we're all these horrible things that you want us to be, right?
I think what we're seeing with what Trump did, I mean, he took pretty much the whole state of Iowa. I think there was only one county, 98 out of 99. But here's the real deal. For anyone who thought, speaking of the media, that the 2020 election was not messed with, and that they chose in 2020, the voters, to vote Trump out, this ought to be proof that that is a lie. If they really didn't want President Trump, you wouldn't have seen this level of landslide and victory that you saw.
His landslide Jesus and victory Christ. Was among Republicans. Do you, these assholes, I know they really don't want Democrats to exist. They want to kill us all.
Oh, yes.
They wish the Lord would smite us all.
Yeah, yeah. What's taking Jesus
but
so long, by
we
the way?
We are here, Hank.
Right.
Sorry.
And there's more of us.
And for him to say, well, obviously, because Trump won,
Yes.
Most of 58,000 votes.
Right, right.
Of the total white waddlers that went, that managed to get out in the cold and vote.
Yes.
56 fucking thousand total voted. And Trump won, what, 60% of them. Big fucking hairy deal. This guy says, well, obviously, that all those white people, all those 48,000 white people voting for Trump is proof that the 2020 election was stolen.
If conservatism is so fucking popular and right-wing nut jobs is so fucking popular, why is it in these red states that they have something called supermajorities?
Right.
Where you have to have more than a majority to win something that the people actually fucking want. Why? Why does that exist?
I think what we're seeing with...
I think they might be done.
Continue to see going forward. They chose in 2020, the voters, to vote Trump out. This ought to be proof that that is a lie. If they really didn't want President Trump, you wouldn't have seen this level of landslide and victory that you saw last night and that we're going to continue to see going forward.
Dumb, excuse me. There's a bunch of people that live up in this little place. There's like 2 million, not even 2 million. It's a million something. They live in this place called New Hampshire. They're cold. They live in the middle of the fucking woods. And every 4 years, we ask these people, who do you want to be president? And they pick someone, okay? And that's all there is to that. And about Iowa, I don't know about that state. I'm tired of watching clips of these weird-ass Republicans explain why they're supporting Trump. These are the craziest fucking people on the earth, and I can't believe they're representative of us, right? I mean, they just aren't.
No, they're not.
No, I mean, go back in the woods. Go in the woods and take all these... How many
and
people
do your
voted?
Christian shit. Nobody cares. Nobody is stopping you from doing your Christian whatever the fuck you want to do. Don't make us do it.
But
that's simple.
But you're sure as shit pushing it, aren't you?
It's really simple.
You're pushing it. Come on. Great. Go. How many people did you say voted in Iowa?
56,000.
God. Go somewhere.
A big football game.
Go somewhere and pretend to be Iran somewhere. Go fuck off.
Literally, a football stadium.
Yes. You don't even need all of Idaho.
That's it.
I'll put you in a small fucking place.
And obviously, his overwhelming victory there, Ryan, means that Biden stole the election.
Because
California didn't vote overwhelmingly against him. New York, Illinois.
6,000 people dragged their maggoty asses out to caucus. And did you see how it caucuses? It's just a bag. People just throw paper in it and they count it. It's so legit. Believe me. It's so fucking legit. Who are these cows? Cows can't vote.
They did. They waddled out and they voted.
I tell you what, if cows could vote, they wouldn't vote for anybody. They'd be like, you guys all eat us.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
What's the vegetarian party?
Yeah.
Here's someone who's upsetty pants about these deals that Johnson is making to keep the government going.
Mike Johnson.
We all had great hopes from Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaker Mike Johnson is turning out to be this sort of, he uses his, I call it his phony faith now as a screen for really what.
Phony faith.
Is this Mike Flynn?
This is Mike Flynn.
Fuck yes.
Lock her up.
Fuck yes.
Lock her up.
Yes.
For really what appears to be great weakness. I mean, they're doing nothing. They are absolutely doing nothing. And they could shut this government down. They could bring more people in for, they could subpoena more people to come
subpoena.
In to actually hold people accountable.
You
and yet
pled guilty.
Don't.
You pled guilty.
Right.
You
but then he
pled
didn't.
Guilty.
But then he changed his mind.
Oh, yes.
And you remember the lawyer that made him change his mind?
Yes. Oh, oh my God, I do. A lunatic.
Sidney Powell.
Oh, my God. But Mike, you're weak. You were a little bitch. You were an insurrectionist, and you got scared, and you pled guilty so you wouldn't spend the rest of your life in jail. That's what happened. Shut the fuck up. This fucking pussy.
God frequently gives America better leadership than we deserve. His mercy is on us.
This is John Boyd.
In other words, I'm fed up with the pontificating, sanctimonious, evangelical Christian leaders who are constantly harping at Trump and upset and obsessed about the idolatry of people that love Trump. Like what? Like they're jealous that he's liked more than they are? I think that's what's bothering them.
No, they read that part of the Bible where they're the golden calf thing.
Right. Is there any part of your spongy ass fucking tiny little fucking
Lance
brain?
Lance Wall now, by the way.
Lance. Oh, God. Never mind. Forget it. I was just going to say something stupid. Do you have any part of your life that's not Trump?
Yep.
That's it? Boy, what a sad fuck. I'm Lance Wall now. There's nothing in my nutsack except maggotry. Woo. How fun.
Bothering them. And the reality is God is giving us leadership better than we deserve. So if you think Trump.
Thank you, Jesus. Lance just told me that you're giving us more than we should get. And for that, I thank you for your mercy. I wish you could do something about that childhood cancer, though.
Better than we deserve. So if you think Trump is, oh, he doesn't have our values, doesn't represent what I can vote for, listen up, buttercup. God's giving you something better than you deserve.
Ooh.
The country doesn't deserve Trump.
Okay.
I agree.
Well,
nobody deserves Trump.
No, some of these fucks do. Oh, my God. You guys all fucking deserve each other. We have to find a place, theoretically, for you to go. I mean, God, if only 56,000 people voted for Trump in Iowa.
No, that was total votes.
Oh, okay.
He got 60% of 50.
So
6,000,
30,000 or something like that. Okay. So 30,000, how many people voted for him in New Hampshire? He won that one, right? I mean, like he won by 50 something, 50%.
Maybe he got 56,000, but that would mean 70,000 voted. So it doesn't, you know,
New Hampshire. So roughly 700,000 people voted for him in that.
In New Hampshire. I don't know.
In that village up there. So that's 50,000 people plus.
Right. He got more votes in the village here, the villages here in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the entire Iowa caucus.
I'm just trying to figure out how we make these people happy. Meaning, where can we send them to all go blow each other? Where could we go? Where could we send them?
Well, the problem is they don't, they want to take over. They want to kill us all and take over.
Now we're going to wall you off and put you somewhere and you can kill, do whatever you want to each other in there. Just don't fuck with us and you're not going to
get the
internet.
Well, they want to secede Texas.
Well, guess what, Texas? You know what, Texas? You will not secede because you'll be like, wait a second. We want the internet. We ain't got no internet. Our pops are freezing. We ain't got no food. We don't have any roads. We can't watch TV no more. Good luck. Good luck, Texas. How long would they last? How many days?
Not long. Not long.
Oh, my God. You dumb shits. Have a ball. I hope Mexico invades you.
Well, because they would then start crying to us for trade deals.
Cry away, motherfucker.
And I hope we would say, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Here's our trade deal. We're going to come and get what we want. It's that kind of relationship now.
What are you guys going to do when Mexico says, hey, well, great, we'll take Mexico. We'll take Texas back.
Go ahead.
We'll send troops up there.
Yeah.
Good luck, Texas.
Yeah. What happens when it storms and there's a storm or something and there's a hurricane and there's water, big water? What are you going to do about that?
Well, apparently Abbott thinks he's gonna mobilize the National Guard there against Biden.
The National Guard is the National
troops.
Guard.
Well, that's what... where's the story? Even
that's
Ducey...
That's the National Guard, you dumb shit.
Here's Ducey
you'll have to
talking...
They'll have to make their own army, though.
Here's Ducey talking to one of these idiots from Texas. It's Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. He's on Fox and Friends.
Oh, God.
To discuss about what he and other Republican governors plan to do to support Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has vowed to defy the order of the Supreme Court to stop putting razor wire.
Fine.
You
go to jail or something, I'm sure.
But there is that pesky little Title 10 of the U.S. Code that allows Biden to federalize the state's National Guards.
Because he's president of the country.
Right.
And you're in Texas. This is going to blow your mind. and is a part of this country, and so is Florida, yes, believe it or not.
As much as they don't want to be.
And Alabama and Mississippi and all these shitholes are all America. Isn't that something?
As much as they don't want to be.
Well, they want to be. They'll want to be. You'll want to be American. We're like, uh-oh, what happened to our drinking water, says Texas? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, there's a pandemic. Uh-oh, we're all dying. Uh-oh, we need help. Uh-oh.
The governor of Oklahoma said, we already started putting the numbers together. We'll be in contact with Governor Abbott. But, you know, we also need some common sense here. What is the Biden administration doing? Why would they talk about federalizing the Texas Guard? Why are they directing Border Patrol? The American people need to ask themselves, why are they directing the Border Patrol to cut razor wire? This makes no sense. This is beyond politics. I just don't understand what happens. And Ducey, oddly enough,
yes,
again, a voice of reason. I don't know what's happened. He must have.
He must be in trouble.
He must have hit his head in the kitchen or something when he's doing his filming his. Filming his cooking show.
He has a cooking show. Are you kidding?
On Fox streaming.
Oh my God, he loves that show.
His dinner with Ducey.
Is it really?
No,
that?
I don't know what it is. What's called?
I bet it is though. What else would it be called? I can't imagine what it would be called. Dinner with Ducey. You just produced his television show better than, you know, Dinner with Ducey. Blah!
Cooking in a Hurry with Steve Ducey.
Oh, my God. That sucks. Dinner with Ducey, much better. Now it's always got to be Fast Cooking with Ducey.
He's got a cookbook. The Happy in a Hurry cookbook.
Oh, God.
With Steve Ducey, everyone.
Is it Dinner with Ducey a better thing to put everything under than you can have your fast stuff and you can talk about other shit that's not in a hurry?
So no. This Oklahoma governor. We don't know what's going on with this border thing. And Ducey says, well, but you know what? You just touched on an important point.
Ooh.
I'm going to bring that up. There are a number of Democrats who are calling on President Biden to federalize the Texas National Guard. What that means is then no longer is Greg Abbott their boss. They're working for the commander in chief. Have you thought this through?
No, Steve.
If you send your Oklahoma National Guard down there and a bunch of other states send them down there, you know, all Joe Biden has to do is federalize all of them. Next thing you know, they are doing essentially support work for the Border Patrol. We're
right
down there right now just trying to process the invasion of migrants.
Oh, God.
Your National Guard could be working for Joe Biden. Well, I'm sure they think that their National Guard is going to turn their guns on their fellow Americans.
Well, but, oh, that's what they think, like Jade Hill 13.
They won't follow Joe Biden. They'll follow Greg Abbott.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. I mean, or what? They're going to get in trouble? I mean, I'm sorry. Greg Abbott ain't Donald Trump, right? Yeah, now, if you're talking about Donald Trump, that's different. Who fucking knows?
The governor of Oklahoma said, so you would be putting our soldiers in a tough, tough situation to protect their states against fentanyl deaths and against illegal immigrants and terrorists in a lot of cases just to appease some administration that has a political agenda.
Then pass the bill. Then pass the immigration bill. Then pass this immigration bill that they need to pass.
And then the conspiracy theory, the only possible explanation is they're wanting to nationalize and get a bunch of voters in what they think is going to swing elections. That's the only logical explanation. That's their stupid excuse that they've been using.
That is crazy.
That, they just want to let all these illegal votes or make them all legal and they'll all vote Democrat.
Yes. All these people waiting to get in America, coming from these countries where they're persecuted and prosecuted. That they're thinking about voting right now. That's what they're thinking about.
And when they do, they will vote Democrat because you scumbags want to shoot them at the border.
Pseudo-Christians
want to kill migrants crossing the border, you scum.
Right, right. Yeah. It's not hard to imagine reasons why people wouldn't want to vote Republican. It really isn't difficult.
Right.
I mean, this would be one of them. But if they're so concerned, why don't they do immigration reform, though?
Well, because Trump is telling them not to.
Oh, that's right. Well, he's not president.
McConnell admitted it.
Turtle Man.
Let me see if I do have that story, too.
That's a big story. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that McConnell, over the weekend, it was revealed that in some behind doors meeting.
Yes.
That McConnell basically said, well, we're not going to do any kind of comprehensive reform on immigration because Trump doesn't want Biden to get a win. So, I mean, they're admitting we don't care what happens to the country. We don't care as long as Trump wins.
Didn't Nixon reach out to the Viet Cong and say, don't take a deal?
Yeah.
So is this a similar thing?
Yeah, he prolonged the, there was going to be a ceasefire that Johnson had negotiated.
Yeah.
And Nixon undermined it and said, you don't want that deal. We're going to get you, we'll get a better deal if I win the presidency.
I mean, if fentanyl is indeed spilling over the border, like they say, and they're worried about all this, then wouldn't you want to take any kind of deal you get to seal that border to protect these kids from this fentanyl?
No.
They don't give, this is about racism. They don't give a shit about fentanyl. They don't give a fucking shit about that. This is about brown people, and this is about these people showboating their racism for everyone. The Republicans never given a shit about the fucking border, only as a political device, because when there's been reform that they didn't even introduce, they haven't done it, because then their issue would be gone, right?
Yeah,
this
man.
Is not, this, what they're doing right now is hardly a new thing. It's hardly new. It's not even creative. You've done this before.
Here it is. Mitch McConnell is facing criticism amid reports that a proceed deal. Okay, well, linking border protection policy and foreign aid could be off the table because Trump wants to focus on immigration for his presidential campaign.
Great. Then go ahead and then pass the bill where we give Ukraine that money so Russia doesn't waltz into Europe. Why don't you do that then? At the least you could do.
McConnell held a meeting with Republican senators to discuss the politics surrounding the $106 billion deal put forward by Biden and negotiated with lawmakers for months, which would see military aid go to Ukraine and Israel, as well as increased border protection.
Yes.
According to now they've changed. The politics have changed, says McConnell.
Yes.
According to quotes reported by several outlets, McConnell is alleged to have said at the meeting that discussions around securing the border have flipped for the Republicans and that the party should now not do anything that may undermine Trump, the presumptive nominee.
Hey, Mitch, did you make through it? Was that his statement that he said out loud?
He said at this meeting.
He actually talked at a meeting?
Yeah.
Wow, Mitch, good job. Didn't freeze up?
According to reports, he said, when we started this, the border united us and Ukraine divided us. The board politics on this have changed. So now he knows that more and more scumbag Republicans don't want to send aid to Ukraine.
Absolutely. No, they don't. They think it's stupid.
Because they're Putin humpers.
Right. And they believe the bullshit. It's like, oh, those people in Ukraine are Nazis. That one brigade they have is some fucking shit.
And
like
they don't
this.
Want to do it because Biden wants it. And literally anything Biden wants, they have to be against, well, whether it helps the country.
That reminds me of when Obama was in office. Right. They were the party, you know. And this fuck Mitch McConnell was the very one that said it.
Oh, yeah.
He said it out loud. Again, Mitch, you boring bitch. This is not new. You did this before. Can't you reset and unfreeze yourself and start over? Can you control, alt, delete your fucking brain? This is the same bullshit. You already did this.
McConnell is now being criticized amid reports he's willing to throw out the border security reforms that were previously negotiated with Democrats to go along with Ukraine funding in order to appease Trump and his campaign.
They never cared. This party has never given a flying fuck about the border or immigration, only to sit there and say, ooh, look at the brown people. That's all they give a shit about because their constituents are that fucking dumb.
Well, because of their making.
Yes.
They could easily say, hey, look, we could, you know, this border problem could be solved with some comprehensive immigration reform.
Fuck that.
I don't know, like George Bush wanted, and they refused it.
But they don't want to do it because then they lose the issue. It's just, it's
right. They can't scare their morons with all the brown people flinging themselves at the border,
especially if they pass the border thing. So really, so when there's when they were being disingenuous, then they were saying they want a border deal and we're tying it to Ukraine. They were using the border to not fund Ukraine, and now Joe Biden's like, okay, we'll fund the, we'll do the border thing and the Ukraine thing. Now they're like, no, 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 go fuck yourselves. So really, they hate Ukraine. That's the true thing you can surmise, and you could also say they're incredibly racist.
There are some Republicans that are unhappy. Mitt Romney.
Go fuck yourself, Mitt. Who cares? You're
helping. Tempers flared yesterday as Republicans battled among themselves over whether to accept or reject a deal for tougher immigration laws, with some pushing back on colleagues who want to bow to former President Trump's wishes and kill it. So they negotiated something that will help the problem that they're screaming about.
Yes.
And yes. Now, because it will help.
Yes.
They're saying we can't do it because right. We have to let the country go to shit so that Trump can say, look.
And really, we're seeing this behind the scenes shit. That's not going to fucking matter with the maggots. This will not matter with the maggots because of the way Fox will say it on their shitty news program. The way they'll talk about it.
Mitt Romney said the border is a very important issue for Donald Trump. And the fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Yes, Mittens, it is. We understand it. Thank you for explaining.
The American people are suffering as a result of what's happening at the border, and someone running for president ought to try to get the problem solved, as opposed to saying, hey, save that problem, don't solve it, let me take credit for solving it later.
Well, Biden is running for president, and he is solving the problem. What about that?
Well, he can't if they kill the bill.
I mean, Mittens is acting like someone should step up and do the right thing, and there are people. The Democrats are. They're trying to pass this so they can get the Ukraine funding.
Tom Tillis, remarkably, Senator Tom Tillis, North Carolina, urged his colleagues not to make it all about politics at the behest of another candidate. Tillis said, I didn't come here to have the president as a boss or a candidate as a boss. I came here to pass good, solid policy.
Lies.
It's immoral for me to think you look the other way because you think this is the linchpin for President Trump to win.
God, Tom. I'm sorry. I don't mean to seem
immoral.
Cynical. Fuck you, Tom. Just say, you morals. Know what? You need to say it. The guy who is the head of your party is fucking cancer. You have to say that. He's a bad person. He's very Hitler-esque. And your whole party is a fucking bitch to him. That's what you mean.
Trump's campaign declined for comment on the articles from NBC. He had lambasted the deal on his social media platform, writing that Republicans should not do a border deal at all unless we get everything.
You do this. This is so old. I remember, was it Trump was president? And then one of these horrible, they were going to pass a immigration reform thing. And then, or is this when Obama was president? And the maggots showed up right when they were going to pass something, screaming about it, and they didn't do it.
I know W wanted to, and they wouldn't even support him.
Who's that guy, the real creepy dude who, never mind. I'm not going to be able
really
to.
Hard.
Cotton, Tom Cotton.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cotton. Obama, right, wasn't there Obama's immigration thing that Tom Cotton scuttled?
Maybe.
With a bunch of fucking bullshit theatrics? Our whole southern border is just a foil for these Republicans. They literally don't give a fuck.
Unsurprisingly, Ron Johnson, Putin's left testicle, said, I want a negotiation that will actually secure the border where they can't weasel out of it and they can't drive a semi-truck through loopholes that are created.
Thank you.
Johnson and a group of GOP senators held a press conference Wednesday blasting the deal with Senator Ted Cruz, the aforementioned. who is facing re-election this fall, calling it utterly ineffective in fixing the problem.
Listen, Ted, I know this guy likes to go to Cancun, so he needs to get through in and out of that border quickly.
He said it's a fig leaf that pretends to do border security and doesn't actually do border security.
Your brain is a fig leaf. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. What are you thinking about fig leaves? What a weird thing to say. It's just a fig leaf hanging in front of my giant monster.
His likely opponent this fall, as we mentioned previously, Representative Colin Allred, praised the emerging bipartisan deal, saying that Texans desperately need us to take action on the border. But once again, Ted Cruz is not interested in finding solutions, only partisan politics. Our border communities are overwhelmed and can't afford six more years of Ted Cruz and his cynical partisan games.
Yeah, they love it. They love this shit. It's like Lucy with the football, right? Charlie Brown tries to kick the football and Lucy pulls it away. And we do it every fucking time.
Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the chief Democratic negotiator, said it shouldn't be a shock to anyone that Donald Trump doesn't want to fix the border because he and a lot of Republicans are used to seeing it as a political issue, not an actual policy problem.
Yeah.
They're making a decision in the next 24 to 48 hours as to whether they want to solve the problem at the border or whether they just want to keep it live as a political issue. And we know what the answer will be.
Yes.
Undoubtedly.
Trump can't even solve the problems in his diaper. How's he going to fix the border? Well, they don't want to solve anything. They just want to make money. Trump wants not to go to jail. That's it.
Senator John Tester of Montana, facing re-election in a red state, seen as crucial to the majority, he's a Democrat, had a one-word response when asked to respond to the GOP push to sink the deal. He said, "Baloney."
Yeah, this is bullshit.
I think it's crap, he said.
Yes.
We need to get that deal done to secure the border. If they want to keep it as a campaign issue, I think they need to resign from the damn Senate.
No, let's be real, though. They need to get that deal done so we can send the funding to Ukraine. That's what that border deal is about. So in a way, on both sides, there is.
And Israel.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so on both sides.
But I mean, the Republicans want that money to go to Israel. Remember? Because in the House, they wanted to vote separately.
Yeah.
Well, we'll vote to send the money to Israel, but not to Ukraine.
That makes a lot of sense. Jesus.
Sherrod Brown said, who should have been the Democratic vice presidential pick, Hillary, and you would have won.
Who was it? Tim Kaine? That guy?
I like Tim Kaine, but he just...
boring. He sucks.
Right. And Hillary's kind of boring.
Yes.
And no offense. I mean, she's, you know, I would have been a competent president, but she's not effervescent and a firebrand. Whereas Sherrod Brown would get up there and yell and stomp and what the people needed. And he's from a Midwest state that has a lot of labor and stuff, and he's a big labor guy.
I hope we're getting to the point in our country where we're going to have more loud Democrats like that. They don't care about being rude.
Right.
And they don't care about being loud and being heard. Who gives a fuck? We're talking about fascism.
Did you see how Fetterman's going after Menendez like crazy? Called him a scumbag.
Right.
He's like, that scumbag should have been kicked out of the Senate years ago.
Shit.
He's right.
Yeah. You see?
And that's the difference between us and them.
Right.
Menendez is a scumbag and has been on the take, and he needs to go. Not, oh, well, he's a Democrat. We got to keep him.
Isn't he on the take from what country?
Egypt. Allegedly.
Should we be concerned? Somebody in Egypt is giving a senator gold bars.
So unsurprisingly, the Republicans are negotiated a deal.
Yes.
Now they're going to go back on it because Orange Man mad.
Orange mad, very man. Orange man mad? Right, because if that's the only thing Trump has, he's running for president, is the fucking border. But really...
That's a big one, yeah.
Here's what I don't understand about this. You could pass this border bill or whatever it is, this immigration bill, and fund Ukraine. All Trump has to say is that it wasn't passed and it doesn't exist. And then his base would support him and they would lap that shit up. They wouldn't care. Do you know what I mean? What is the difference? They could pass this, and his supporters, all Trump has to say is they didn't pass it, and that would be good enough. They're that fucking stupid.
Right, right. McConnell then at once he found out that somebody ratted on him about that meeting.
Yes.
Tried to walk back the statements allegedly.
Jeez.
This is Politico. McConnell dispels doubts about his commitment to border Ukraine deal. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said during a private meeting that he still supports the security deal linked to Ukraine aid, according to GOP senators who attended.
Yes.
McConnell spent the past few months singularly focused on getting billions of new dollars to Ukraine. So much. So normally such a pledge would not be earth shaking, yet some Republicans are wondering if their bid to link stricter immigration policy to foreign aid was still viable after McConnell delivered the candid assessment of the challenges posed by former President Trump's dominance in the presidential primary.
And also he gave this big fancy speech after January 6th about President Trump was responsible for the violence. They don't care. They love Donald Trump.
So Tuberville's upset. He doesn't want to send aid to Ukraine.
Hey.
He said McConnell's comments Wednesday had somehow gotten flipped around a day later. He just tried to get it straight. Some of the senators came out and got kind of misconstrued on what he was talking about. For me, it was certainly clarifying. He made clear that he has been supportive of Senator Lankford's negotiating efforts and that we should be supportive of any work product that leads to greater border security, said Todd Young.
Yeah. You guys aren't passing.
Another Indiana senator.
You know, shame on us for expecting the Republicans to do anything like support the border or any fucking shit like that. They've never done it before. Why would they fucking do it now? Why would they, you know what I mean?
Many of McConnell's own members are Ukraine funding critics. Johnson counts many more skeptics in the House GOP.
Yeah.
Yet McConnell is clearly determined to keep maneuvering toward a politically feasible compromise.
Yay!
To boost Ukraine's fight against Russia.
Thank you. God.
But that doesn't mean the rest of the Senate's going to go along with him.
What do you mean, the Republican Senate?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they need him, although if they need a filibuster, they, you know, to overcome any fuckwad like Mike Lee or whatever,
yeah.
Or Ted Cruz trying to filibuster.
Jeez. You just can't do the right thing in this country.
They have all the Democrats and they need, what, 8 or 10 not completely traitorous Republicans.
Right, right.
So we'll see about that. I mean, that's it right there. That's the Republicans right there.
Yeah, they suck.
Don't do anything to fix the problem. Make the problem worse. So that we can run on it.
Because it serves me. Everything serves me getting an office. Crazy. Vile.
And they're the party of morals.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're the Nazi party.
And Christianity.
This America first shit. I mean, we've done it before. And we're doing it again. Isn't that something?
I've got, more of the shit show.
Yes.
This, committee, that Comer is running that is, really helping the country by, looking into Hunter Biden's dick pics. subpoenaed. One of Hunter Biden's former business partners.
Okay.
And it hasn't been going well for them.
Yes.
They brought in Rob Walker, former business associate of Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Today for closed door deposition.
Right.
As part of their ongoing impeachment inquiry into Biden.
God.
Axios was able to get a hold of Walker's opening statement, which immediately poured cold water on any allegations from House Republicans that Biden somehow profited financially or sold government access through Hunter and their company.
Right. So they had no evidence.
Right. This is his statement, his opening statement. To be clear, President Biden, while in office or as a private citizen, was never involved in any of the business activities we pursued.
I don't believe you.
Any statement to the contrary is simply false, he said.
Did someone tell James Comer that this person said that?
Comer's sitting there.
He's sitting right there. You should talk directly into James's ear.
He said Hunter always made sure there was always a clear boundary between any business and his father.
Yeah.
And he said, based what has happened, what has transpired through this inquiry to date, I'm very concerned that what I say here today may be taken out of context to further a political objective rather than discover the truth. Of course, it's a closed door deposition. Of course, they're going to do that. That's the only reason they don't want Hunter to testify live.
Right. They want to control. I mean, they have this idea of, imagine the character they've created of Hunter Biden in the media. You know what I mean? It's monolithic.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody, I mean, it's like people a trope.
The Republicans want him killed. They want him executed for whatever high crimes they think he's committed.
Yeah. It's wacky.
Axios says, House Republicans have struggled to present substantial evidence. No, let's say any evidence that Biden broke the law or benefited financially from his son's business dealings, even as they sought testimony from Biden family members and associates.
Because if they, listen, here's the thing. If they had a smoking gun on Hunter Biden, boy, we would have known about it. If they had a smoking gun for Hillary Clinton, we would have known about it. Oh my God, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
instantly.
Come on, man.
Right.
What are they fucking waiting on?
They had heard the emails, and we still hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even though you know, she was not charged criminally.
It's a rallying cry to these loons. The emails, it turns into nothing. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
Insanity. Oops. You gotta get out of here. We'll be back Monday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Thanks for listening. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link when you go to buy shit. You get a little commission. You use the banner on the webpage, too.
Right.
Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Elon's shit show. Not as shitty as Tesla. Look up what happened to Tesla today. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed Republican free weekends to everyone. We'll hit you up again on Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.